This week, I experienced a first in nearly 30 semesters of teaching leadership at University of California, Berkeley. A student led other students to meet as a group outside the class schedule. It may not sound like a big deal, but see why it is. I've long borrowed a practice from the Leadership Detroit program, through which an entire class session is set aside for each person in the group to have a couple minutes to share a defining moment from their life. If you stop to think of a moment that defined who you are, could you imagine sharing it with 70 other people? The impact of such human transparency is powerful. Among other things, you realize is that sorority girl, or nerd, or total introvert, or black guy carries within them powerful human experiences that make those labels absurdly, painfully, embarrassingly reductionist. This sharing of vulnerability not only generates respect for others, but also generates a peculiar bond of authenticity upon which they build throughout the semester. Some stories are quite dramatic. Car accidents, cancer diagnoses, or even a woman whose father was killed in Afghanistan when he intervened to stop the authorities from killing a teenage girl. Other stories have no Hollywood blood or sirens. Instead, a routine loss or disappointment can trigger enormous awareness that changes the arc of a person's life. The sharing and listening this fall was no different. Ken told me after this round of defining moments that he had done a 180 before the microphone arrived around the circle to him. He had been intending to tell a story of a moment of great personal achievement that totally altered his view of life and of himself. But with everyone telling stories of crises and tragedies, he didn't want to sound disrespectful or just tone deaf. So he too shared a crisis point in his life. A few weeks later, he talked to his small group, about 7 students, and they proposed that we convene a second round of defining moments, but this time explicitly dedicated to successes, breakthroughs, etc. They held them over 3 sessions this week. It was uplifting to hear the tales, what it meant to get into Cal after messing up throughout high school, how after multiple trips to court and to jail, a student picked up the phone to get himself into rehab, or how a food-poisoned swimmer was carried to the pool, he was so sick, but somehow managed to win in Division II record-setting time. We had seen vulnerability. Now we saw heroic effort and deserved, but usually well-hidden, pride. Ken Montgomery had initiated this amazing experience that inspired our entire class. School and work, unfortunately, but systematically, beat the hell out of initiative. For instance, one former student, one of the most brilliant and hardworking I've seen, was fired last week. And a second former student just emailed for advice because his CEO refuses to listen to why one half of his IT team has quit in the last year and how they could change that. Too many authority figures, starting with parents, think they are leaders. They are not. They are in love with their authority. They are afraid to be challenged. They need to keep control. They need to be the one talking. Leaders listen. Leaders seek criticism. Leaders invite initiative. One last thing. Please file this one under I, that would be me, Dan, teach, or in this case, write, what I most need to learn. At my weekly lunch with students this past Wednesday, 2 of them told me, "You talk too much." They learn better when they can initiate to lead with their best self.